Leading the news this morning, the Weather Bureau has confirmed the Brisbane River is now at or near its peak. The level is yet to be officially announced, but it was last measured at 4.45 metres and was steady. The devastation is widespread, though. 20,000 homes are flooded in more than 30 suburbs. 77,000 homes and businesses are without power. About 1,000 people have spent the night in evacuation centres. Still on the floods as well, and the water is beginning to recede in Ipswich, but around a third of the city is inundated. The Bremer River is now below 18 metres. More than 3,000 homes and businesses have been swamped. And the flood crisis extends right across southeast Queensland, of course. The water is starting to fall in Dalby, and Condamine has been evacuated for a second time. There's concern about drinking water in the Lockyer Valley. Residents in Chinchilla and Warra are being told to boil their water, and the situation in Helidon is said to be critical. In northern New South Wales, thousands of people have been evacuated throughout the Clarence Valley. Grafton escaped the worst when the Clarence River peaked just below the town's levee. But towns downstream remain under threat. And more heavy rain is on the way in Victoria's rain-soaked north and west. There's moderate flood warnings for the Avoca and Loddon rivers. 10 homes at Natamuck near Horsham have been flooded. And the SES is warning more homes in the area could be inundated in the coming days.